So let's review. We begin with the Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah. Petzua daka b'krei shavcha mutarim b'giyeris u'mishachares. A petzua daka b'krei shavcha may marry a giyeris u'mishachares. Ve'ena nasurin ele melovi b'kal. Shenamar, le'yavei petzua daka b'krei shavcha b'kal Hashem. They're only forbidden to marry a Jewish woman who is part of the kahal, and the giyeris u'mishachares are not included in the term kahal, even though they are full-fledged Jews. The Gemara presents a question. Boim name Rav Sheshes. Petzua daka koyin. If a petzua daka is a koyin, maho begiyeris u'mishachares. Now, generally, a koyin is not allowed to marry a giyeris u'mishachares. However, since he's a petzua daka, we have a question. B'kedushasei koy v'aser, does he retain his kedusha as koyin and therefore may not marry a giyeris u'mishachares? Oidil mala b'kedushasei koy v'shari, or he does not retain his kedusha as koyin and therefore may marry a giyeris u'mishachares? Rav Sheshes answered, Tinisua. The answer can be deduced from the following brisa. Petzua daka Yisrael muta b'nesina. A petzua daka may marry a nesina. Generally, Jews are not allowed to marry the nesinim. The nesinim were from the Shiva Umois in Eretz Yisrael that used the seed to be Megayer. Rashi explains that Rav Sheshes holds that the lav of loy tischatin bam applies to the Shiva Umois after they were Megayer. If so, the nesinim are asur midei raisa. Now, if we say that a petzua daka retains his kedusha, he should not be allowed to marry a nesina based on the pasuk like tischatin bam. Therefore, we must say that the brisa that allows him to marry a nesina holds la b'kedushasei koi. If so, a petzua daka koin may marry a giyeris mishachares because la b'kedushasei koi. Rava at first rejects this raya because he holds that the lav of like tischatin bam applies to the shiva umeis before they were misguided. And the reason for the lav is because Dilma Moilid Ben V'Ozl Plach Levitz Kechavim. He may have a son that will worship Avodah Zarah. This does not apply to the Nesinim who already misgayer. Rather, the Nesinim were forbidden as a Gizeh Medirabanan, and Petzua Daka Yisrael Mutu Ben Nesinim because Ki Gazer Rabanan B'Ksheirim B'Bsun Le Gazer Rabanan. But a Petzua Daka Koyin Asa B'Giris Mishachares because B'Kedushase Koy. However, Rava ultimately retracts this position that the lav of like tischatin bam applies to the shiva umeis before they were misgayer, because b'yosin ovdei kechavim les luchasnus, misgayru is luchasnus. There's no halachic marriage with a non-Jew. Therefore, he agrees with Rav Sheshes that the lav of like tischatin bam applies to the shiva umeis after they were misgayer, and petzua daka Yisrael muta b'nesina because lav b'kedushasei koy and petzua daka koyin muta b'giyeris mishachares. The Gemara points out that we cannot contradict the Braisa which ruled Petzua daka Yisrael muta b'nesina from our Mishnah which says Petzua daka b'krei shavcha mutar b'giyeris mishachares, which implies ha'b'nesina asiri, because Eim Seifa, which says ve'einan asurin elam lava b'kal, which implies ha'b'nesina sharu. Rather, we must say that since the implication of the Reisha and the implication of the Seifa contradict each other, mahal lekala mashmina, nothing can be inferred from our Mishnah. The Gemara cites the pasuk "Beyischatin Shleima es Bas Pari Melech Mitzrayim," and explains that Shleima Melech did not actually marry Bas Pari because Evdi Kachavim Les Luchasnas, and even if she was misgayer, she would be forbidden as a mitzvah Rishayna who is also Lavi Bukal. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah, Amayni Umayavi Asurim VeIsuran Isur Olam, an Amayni Umayavi man who was misgayer is not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. And this Isra continues for any offspring of the Ger Amayin Me'avi, of the Nekveseim Mutaris Miyad, and Amayinis Umayyavis woman, who is Miskayer, is allowed to marry a Jew right away. The Mishnah continues, Mitzri V'adoimi Einin Asurim Ela Ad Shleisha Doiris. A Mitzri V'adoimi who is Megayer is only Asur to marry a Jew up to the third generation. His grandchildren may marry into Klal Yisrael. Echad Zachar Mechan Akevis, this applies to their men and women. Shimon Matres Nekevis Miyad. Shimon holds that a mitzvah v'adimis woman who was misgayer is allowed to marry a Jew right away. The Mishnah continues with a discussion between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim regarding his opinion, which we will review later with the Gemara discusses it. The Mishnah taught that an amoynis me'avis woman who was misgayer is allowed to marry a Jew right away. Menonimili. The Gemara relates to the story in which the source for this halacha was taught. Shalom Melech was concerned that David would replace him as king, and therefore wanted to know if David comes from Peretz and has the potential to be king, or from Zarach and would not be king. Amalei doyig, acha ata mashal lavim hogan hu la malchusim lav, shal lav im ro lav ibekalim lav. The question is not if he's fit to become king. The question is if he's even fit to marry regular yid. And the reason is, the ka'asi merus ha-moyavia, he's a descendant of Rus ha-moyavia. And the offspring of a moyavi is not allowed to marry a Jew. Avner responded to Doik, Tanina, amoyne v'le amoynes, moyavi v'le moyavis. Only a male amoyne moyavi is aser, but a female amoynes moyavis is mutter right away. Doik challenged him. And then we should also say, mitzvah v'le mitzvahs. Only a mitzvah is aser up till the third generation, but a mitzvah is mutter right away. Avner answered, Shani Hacha, we only exclude women by Am and Amoyav to Mefarish time of the Kra, because the Pasuk gives the reason for the Isser. Ashle Kidmu Eschem Balachem of Amayim, because they did not provide the Jews with bread and water in the Midbar. And Darker Shal Ish Lekadim, Mulei Darker Shal Ish Lekadim. Doig challenged, Anoshim Lekras Anoshim, Noshim Lekras Noshim. Upon which Yisra Asur Eli spoke up and said, Kach Mekoblani Mebeis Dina Shal Shmuel HaRamasi, because of the above mentioned reason, and we do not say that they should have come out anoshim lekras anoshim, noshim lekras noshim, because kol kavud bas melech penima, it says by sari menu hinei ba'oil, that because of tznius she stayed in her tent. This discussion of amoyne v'loy amoynis, my avi v'loy my avis, continues on the next daf.